We are being joined on the phone line with Iowa Department of Transportation's Pete Helmstead. We have the North Iowa Road Report on Community Conversations today, brought to you by Flint County Medical Center. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Chris and Kay. How are you guys?
We are dandy. How are you doing on this gorgeous Thursday?
Well, like Chris said, the sun is shining. There's no threat of storms today. It's a good day.
It's a good day.
Good day to break out the motorcycle, right, Pete?
Oh, that's still in the back of the building.
Oh, you got to get that out.
I got work to do to get that out.
Well, we got some more nice days next.
The bad thing is I'll probably be changing oil on lawnmowers instead of riding motorcycle this weekend.
Yeah, you know, priorities first, I guess. Yeah, the grass is starting to grow really
good. It really is.
Greened up, for sure. Yeah. Well, let's go ahead and start off with the latest on the Lansing Bridge project. I saw that news release come through a couple of days ago about the underwater demolition. What's going on with that?
Yeah, we've got Pier 2, the pier that is out in the river, the old Pier 2. It has been taken down to just above river level, and now we've got to remove it down to the riverbed level. And that will be done with a controlled explosion. It was scheduled to happen today, but as you know, we've had several days of rain and storms, and the northeast part of the state got hit a lot harder than we did. So it's hard to set explosives and drill holes and stuff when it's raining. So that explosion has been delayed until tomorrow, weather permitting, of course. And we'll get that done, and then they'll do the explosion. The contractor will then remove all the rubble, and we only will have the Pier 1 remaining of the old bridge, and that is right on the bank of the Iowa Riverside, and they are currently working on that to remove that more or less by hand with the railroad tracks and the houses and everything. We really can't do an explosion there, so they will be taking that down the old-fashioned way. The
homeowners appreciate that.
Yeah,
I'm sure you probably didn't hear that, but they do appreciate that. So what's that mean with the car ferry? Is there going to be any changes to that tomorrow?
Great question. Yes, car ferry service will be suspended from approximately noon until 5. We obviously don't want the car ferry going through there when the explosion is happening, and the contractor then also needs room to remove the rubble and get everything cleaned up and get everything back and running. So we timed this so we could get people across the river for their morning commute and then get the explosion done, cleaned up, and be back and running for them to get back across the river on their afternoon commute.
Okay, excellent. So for more information, listeners can stay updated on the Iowa DOT website, watch the live cams. Is that live cam going to be going on for the explosion tomorrow, underwater demolition?
It is, yes. I actually double-checked yesterday to make sure that it would be on and focused as much as we could on Pier 2. And we also are going to have a GoPro cam that is strapped to the new bridge, which is pretty close to the pier, and we hope to get some pretty good video on that. So watch Facebook either later Friday afternoon or else Monday morning.
Okay, excellent. Now, drivers have been experiencing some construction on Highway 218, mainly between Waverly and Janesville. We spoke about this, I believe, last year before everything just kind of calmed down for the winter. Can you update listeners on that project, what it is and how long those lane restrictions are going to be in place?
You bet. First of all, what it is we are building an interchange at 260th Street and shifting the main line of traffic a little bit to the west, both north and southbound lanes, and that'll give us room to build the interchange and allow us to build some frontage roads so the neighborhoods on the east side of the highway have access. Did a lot of work the last year and a half or so off the highway, where traffic wasn't really affected. We built the new Maple Drive that runs north out of Janesville along the railroad tracks up to 260th. The bridges for the new interchange are built, and now it's time to start doing the road work. And to do that, we're going to have to move traffic into a head-to-head pattern in the northbound lanes. That will be happening probably in a month to 6 weeks. Currently, we are building the crossovers so we can move traffic over. And that means traffic is in one lane in either direction right now. So that's kind of where we're sitting, a little bit of a really, really quick overhead view of what's going on. Hopefully by July, August, we will have the new southbound lanes done and tied into the current southbound lanes. At that point, we'll switch traffic to a head-to-head pattern in those lanes and start reconstructing the northbound lanes.
Okay. We are speaking with the Iowa Department of Transportation's Pete Helmstead today on Community Conversations. And let's stay on Highway 218. There's been some local discussion. Are you on Facebook, Pete?
As little as possible, but every once in a while, yes.
Well,
I run a Facebook page or two Facebook pages for the DOT, so I have to be on a little bit. I shouldn't say a little bit, a lot.
So there's been some, I would say, discussion on some of our social media pages about the micro-surfacing project on Highway 218 that was completed last year, the Avenue of the Saints around Charles City. Some say it's not as smooth. Others say, you know, it sounds like the tires are going to explode on their car. My tires are fine, by the way, but can you tell us a little bit about that, and is it performing as intended?
It is performing as intended. The intent of that project is to protect our asset, which is the highway. I compare it to putting a coat of wax on your car instead of painting the entire car. The wax protects the car. The microsurfacing is a thin surface layer that is coarse that protects the highway. As we've talked about before, the thing that does the biggest damage to our highways is the freeze-thaw cycle. And a good way to coat the highway and protect it is to put a coat of microsurfacing on it. Now, the biggest concern we get from people is they see it go down. It's a nice, pretty black surface. And the expectations, understandably, are that it is like asphalt. It is not like asphalt. Asphalt is not as coarse. Asphalt gets rolled with a roller. This is literally a thin layer that goes on. I know a lot of people don't agree with me. It has gotten better since it went down last fall. It's still not asphalt, and I understand the expectations are different. Now, this being said, we are planning to do a couple test sections on that road sometime yet this year. In the northbound lanes on the south end of the project, just to see if we can improve the process. And so we will have more updates on that when we get closer to doing that project. And again, the microsurfacing is just a tool we use to protect our highways. That project cost about $1 million. If we were going to do it with asphalt, it would be well over $3 million. Yeah. What this does is protect the highway. It gives us more years to life until we do get to the point where we can put an asphalt resurfacing down. So it's managing our budget, it's managing our assets, and doing what we can to protect the highway and increase the longevity of it.
Okay.
Well, 50 years ago, or well, I guess 100 years ago, when everything was gravel, what would we complain about then?
Right.
So. I like your comparison, but that's not the way we live, Chris.
Right. We all want the best.
Yep, exactly.
Let's shift to Cerro Gordo County. Highway 22 and Highway 65, which is South Federal Avenue. Talk about those projects.
Sure. Most of the work on 122 right now is going on at the 122 and Monroe intersection. We want to get that done before we, at least most of it done before we start putting people in a head-to-head pattern. And right now, as of Monday, we have completed the new concrete on the inside lanes of Monroe, 122. So we are now having traffic moved to the inside lanes of 122 and are working on the outside lanes. What that means for traffic is 122 traffic can go east and west through the intersection. Monroe traffic cannot cross 122, and there are no turns. All the stoplights are out right now because we'll be replacing them with new, so it's literally free flow 122 traffic, one lane in each direction through that area. And that'll be going on probably 2 or 3 more weeks. And we will also probably by the end of next week or early the following week, the week of the 27th, be starting moving traffic over into the westbound lanes that we completed last year and start reconstructing the eastbound lanes. So making progress on it. Progress means changes sometimes to traffic flow, and that's what people will probably start seeing out there in the next few weeks. At Highway 65, things are going well. There's not really a change as far as how traffic is affected right now because it is closed to through traffic, and traffic is detoured on 19th Street and Kentucky, and then on B43, I believe it is. It's the road that goes past the recycling plant. Everybody knows that landmark, so that's still going well. They're tearing out concrete. They're doing underground work. They're working on storm sewer, water main, sanitary sewer. So they're making progress, even with this rain. You know, it's one of the things, too, we talk about how does the rain affect projects, and it really depends on the project and where you're at in the project. When you're tearing out concrete and hauling it away, it doesn't affect it that much. We've got a project going down by Sexton in the Algona area where they're working on building turn lanes and dirt shoulders and all that. And the rain can slow you down a lot more when there's a project like that. So it really, really varies.
And thankfully, do have some dry conditions coming up here later on this weekend through at least Wednesday or Thursday of next week. So much needed. We are speaking with Pete Helmstead from the Iowa Department of Transportation. I'm looking at 511ia.org. There's some road work, intermittent lane closures on the Avenue of the Saints, basically from Charles City to the I-35 corridor, and also work on I-35 down by Thornton as well. Can you talk about those?
You bet. First of all, let's talk about US 18 from Charles City to Bassett. Starting Monday, we will have crews out there doing crack filling. Again, that is to seal up the cracks to protect the roads from the freeze-thaw cycle. That's scheduled for next week. I will say that with these contractors who do these crack filling projects, a lot of times they have like four projects in the area and they will hop around. So right now it's scheduled for next week. Just be aware of it. It could happen the week after, but we're hoping to see that done next week. And again, that would be a pilot car and flaggers where work is going on. On the avenue, the section that you mentioned starting at I-35, we had some cracking going on in the outside lanes, some longitudinal cracking, we call it, that runs the length of the highway instead of going across it. And if you catch it early enough, there's a process called cross-stitching where you literally drill holes in an angle where the crack is at and put dowel bars in there and then seal them up. And that prevents the cracking from getting any worse. So that's what's going on there. On the avenue from Rudd to Floyd, starting on the 27th, we are going to be putting in paved shoulders. So that'll be a lane closure. I think that covers the work that you just mentioned.
All right.
And finally, Pete, let's talk about April being Distracted Driving Awareness Month. Talk about some of the key reminders for drivers.
Do you want me to be really basic?
Well,
pay attention to the road. Don't get distracted.
Yeah.
it really is the bottom line. And again, when we talk distracted driving, everybody right away goes to the cell phones, which is a big issue. Obviously, the law went into place on January 1st, where they can start writing tickets. It was in place July 1st, where you could get warnings of last year, but the tickets started on January 1st. Don't do it. It's the bottom line. Put the phones down. But there are other distractions. There are other people in your vehicle. There's the radio. Actually, I hate to even call them radios anymore in the newer vehicles. It's more or less an entertainment system.
Yep.
But, you know, a lot of that can be done hands-free as well. And that's the key, and especially when you're driving through these work zones. Work zones kind of compare to winter driving. They're different driving conditions. There's different things you need to watch out for, and they all demand your attention. So make sure you pay attention to the road.
That's right. And fines are, what, double in construction zones?
They are double for moving violations. They're more than double for speeding. You can get fines up to $1,000 in a construction zone. And then that doesn't count the court costs and some of the other surcharges. So, and you know, I literally talk to this to every driver's ed class that I speak with. It happens all the time. again, we've talked a little before on this program, if you follow social media of any law enforcement, you see pictures of them sitting there with their radar gun, mm-hmm. and the speeds on those guns are just ridiculous. So it happens. And like I always tell the driver's ed classes, too, I don't expect them to drive that fast, but you have to be aware that there are people out there who are driving yeah. that fast. And that goes back to not being distracted, paying attention to the road, and paying attention to your surroundings. Because I'm sure it's happened to you guys, too. You're going 70 miles an hour down the interstate, and somebody flies by you, and you know they're going 100 oh. miles an hour, and it scares the crap out of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, pay attention, be aware of your surroundings, and be safe.
Yeah, it's even better when you see that same person about 20 miles down the road pulled over for it, too. Karma, love it.
You got time for a real quick story?
Yeah.
This happened to me a few years ago driving up to, I think it was going up to a Twins game in Minneapolis, and there was a trooper had somebody pulled over on the outside shoulder, so I moved over, and I had just gotten by the trooper. And a car went flying past me in the inside lane,
oh.
which, number one, means he was speeding. Number two, he didn't move over. And it wasn't 10 seconds later that trooper was flying down the highway. And, yep, karma kicked in pretty quickly on that one.
Wow. He probably got a stern talking to on that one. Yeah, Iowa does have the move over law, too, so that's important.
Correct.
That's, mention that.
Yep. He had a pretty big fine. I am very, very certain
sure.
of that.
Yeah.
It's not worth it. Don't be distracted when you're driving. Put the phone away. The infotainment centers in the cars, like you mentioned, are they're not radios like they used to be anymore. I mean,
right.
you can get settings for your cars and all that stuff. But, yeah, just drive without a phone in your hand. Don't be distracted.
Yeah, you don't have to turn the dial and find the station and then pull out that little knob and then push it back in for a preset.
right. Oh, how times have changed. Well, thank you very much, Pete, for joining us. Anything else that we didn't mention that you want to talk
about? I think that covers it. You know, 511IA.org and the 511IA app, especially this time of year with all these projects that start up. And you can go in there. I've actually done it and have changed my favorite areas and says, you know, set up your own account on the 511 email and a password is all you need. Then you can go in and set up areas where you want to get alerts on, and they work. When we had the interstate closed, I got alerts, you know, last March or whatever. And yeah, it's definitely a nice thing to have. You can set it up for email or text. So it's a really, really good tool to use to know what to expect on your drive.
That's right. Plus, the roadside cameras are a great plus, in my honest opinion. I'm a big fan of, not really a fan, but we do severe weather coverage here on KCHA, and the roadside cameras are awesome. When you have a storm rolling through that area, you just click on the roadside cameras and find the camera closest to the storm, and you can see how everything's going. Heavy rain, hail. Mm-hmm. Haven't seen a tornado yet, for one, but
yeah.
There's videos of those, too.
Yep, that's a very, very good point, and I'm glad to hear you're using it. That's what they're there for.
Every day. Thank you very much, Pete, for joining us. We'll talk to you next month.
All right, have a great month, Chris and Kay.
See you, Pete.
You too. It is 8:26. That was Pete Helmstead once again with the Iowa Department of Transportation. You can find all the road construction projects and more by going to 511IA.org.